This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Montgomery County Board has submitted their decision to the Illinois Department of Agriculture concerning the proposed hog building by Derrick Farms near Farmersville. A public hearing was held last month, and the county board voted on the issue at their September board meeting this week. The board sided in favor of the hog building with a vote of 14-6, and County Board Chairman Evan Young of Fillmore said there was good discussion and the decision was made after careful consideration of Illinois Department of Ag criteria.
Brought up the motion, got our second, discussion started, and we, Mr. Jones was saying his concerns and everything about the issues with that and the signatures against the hog barn farm, but we had to base our vote on the criteria the state had set aside for the how they site these facilities. And there's 8 criteria, and the committee, the Economic Development Committee, had went through the criteria, and they decided that they had met all the criteria for the siting. And then they recommended the full board to approve it because based on the criteria, and that's what they did. They there's discussion for it. Mr. Dunkirk was there to answer some questions, and they went and finished. It was actually very calm. I was expecting an emotional debate, but everybody was calm, and it went real well. And I understand the concerns the community had about some of their issues and everything, but those weren't the issues that we could base our decision on. So we just had to just base it on the science of the 8 criteria, and then it was approved by a vote. I believe it was 14-6.
A public comment period is still open concerning the hog building, and the Department of Ag will make their final decision once that comment period closes. Well, speaking of hog farms, pig farmers in Illinois have the opportunity to take part in a tree buffer cost share program. The Illinois Pork Producers Association and Illinois Farm Bureau are offering the incentive for farmers to implement fresh landscaping on their pig farms. Farmers from across the state have already utilized the program in the last year, but a second wave of applications is now available. A buffer is an area of trees that are strategically placed to provide a windbreak, recycle clean air, and provide curb appeal to a landscape. The cost-share program is offered to pig farmers on a first-come, first-served basis, and the funding helps provide assistance for the purchase of trees and shrubs, as well as design and placement. And for those farmers interested in applying for the cost-share funds, you can do that by visiting ilpork.com. Again, those are first-come, first-served basis, so they encourage pig farmers to apply by October 7th of this year. And again, those applications can be found online at ilpork.com. And we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. A new book has been released that highlights the life of a soybean. Julie Blunier works with the Illinois Soybean Association and was raised on a farm in northern Illinois, and she's now an author of a children's book. Today we'll visit with Julie about the book and who teachers can contact if they're interested in having a copy for their classroom.
I'm originally from Iroquois County, grew up on a grain and cattle farm there, living near Peoria now with my husband and family as well. We both work in the ag industry.
Let's talk about this new book. That's pretty exciting to be sitting next to someone who's an author. It's called From Pod to Plate. So tell us about it, what's in the book, and what can we learn from it?
Great. It is Pod to Plate, Life Cycle of a Soybean. We really knew there was kind of a void out there as far as a soybean book that was appropriate for ages kindergarten through third grade. So had this opportunity to write the book, and the Soybean Association has been very supportive of it and printed it for us. And it's basically a step by step. How do you get from planting that soybean seed in a field through the growth process, harvesting, on through processing, and what that product becomes, really focusing on how kids use soybean products every day.
It's exciting to have this book be available to local Illinois kids, because there are so many families that are away from the farm now. So I think this is needed.
True, very true. From Chicago all the way down to Southern Illinois, about anywhere I go, the general population really doesn't know what happens on the soybeans. Everybody knows what corn is, and then that's another short plant. So we have to do a lot of basic education on why we grow soybeans, their many uses, and how we can make them into those products. So it's a great way to touch base with our consumers. And as well work in the classroom and reach some of those learning standards as far as science and life cycle steps and those vocabulary words that are very important to fulfill standards, but doing it through an agriculture medium.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. It is science. It's a plant that's growing. So what a great way to incorporate that. You said bringing it into the classrooms. I think you're working with Illinois Ag in the Classroom, right?
Yes, we are. The Illinois Soybean Association is a supporter of the Illinois Ag in the Classroom program. We are fortunate here in the state of Illinois that we have a very detailed system where a number of our counties throughout the state have county Ag in the Classroom coordinators. We have made sure that these books are in the hands of those county coordinators. So for any teacher out there that may want to get their hands on one, local libraries are welcome to them as well. You can go to the Ag in the Classroom website, which is aginthclassroom.org, and find your county coordinator and make contact with them, and they'll be happy to get you a book or a couple copies.
Julie Blunier, author of Pod to Plate, The Life Cycle of Soybeans. Well, looking at some ag news around the world, China is planning to use ethanol to help draw down the nation's corn stocks, improve corn demand, and clean up smog in cities. Reuters says China plans to roll out the use of ethanol and gasoline nationally by 2020, pushing for an E10 or 10% ethanol blend across what is the world's largest car market. China has not formally announced the plan, but the intentions are boosting confidence in China's corn industry. The news comes after the government said late last year it would aim to double ethanol output by 2020 to decrease the amount of corn in storage. China has built up state corn reserves estimated at 200 million metric tons, equivalent to a year of demand. According to sources in China, the government aims to build an ethanol production base in the country's northeast, the main corn-growing region. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.